Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bimini has some absolutely outstanding scuba diving. It's situation between the Gulf Stream just being a mile and a half offshore to the west and the mangroves and Bahama Bank off to the east. Very, very few places can match up to what Bimini offers.
On Bimini Island, oh, Bimini Island.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm actually planning to get over to Bimini on top of all the other places I mentioned earlier. Indonesia, Bonaire, Barbados. You're going to hear more about this a little bit later on. Matter of fact, Chef Anton, who's with us, the scuba magician, has some news. He's going to do a liveaboard trip. You know, Casey was just talking about, you know, why don't you send some of us to go report on what we see, and we'll help you, you know, cover some of those bases. And Chef Anton is going to do just that, I believe, in Saba. So
yeah, I'm going in about 2 weeks with Explore Adventure, actually.
Yeah. So, Casey, where the hell have you been?
I've been in a hospital.
Oh, okay. That old little old nugget. Sure.
Yeah. Well, I still pull it out every once in a while.
Excuse me?
For a few more weeks. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're not talking any gay Bigfoot stuff.
No,
that's
no.
That's for Jerry.
No, no. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all Jerry.
Yes.
The Bigfoot did share a little secret that your listeners might want to go to the Facebook page for Explore Adventures. Maybe sometime on Monday there might be some special Bigfoot discounts coming.
Okay. Well, I think they want to be, they want to distance themselves as much as possible from Bigfoot. I'm sure of this, but I'm sure that little nugget of news that you just shared is very valuable for our listeners today. Yeah.
And so, if they happen to be on the boat the 22nd to the 29th, which is when I'm going to Saba, I understand the scuba magician's also doing a private show for everybody.
There you go.
So
he's going to go do that and do the Saba itinerary that cruises around that beautiful island, one of my favorite islands in the Caribbean, for sure, if not the world. It was also, remember, the backdrop of the original King Kong, Skull Island, the black and white version of King Kong. That was modeled, or actually it was filmed from the island of Saba, which is the island of working. Island of Women, by the way, is Saba. The island of women. What are you looking at me like? You're giving me the stink eye.
You said the same thing in Grenada.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Wrong! No, they know.
Isn't women law like Mujer? Mujeres?
Well, Mujeres. No, Isla Mujeres. There's an island there. But no, Saba is known as the island of women. There may be, I mean, Isla Mujeres, is that what that means in Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah, so they have one in Mexico too, but Saba.
We saw the film on Explore Adventure.
Yeah. Vinny Two Tanks backs me
I've
up on that.
I've seen it a couple times. I've seen it three times.
He knows. If anybody knows about the island of women and lady boys,
right.
It would be.
Yeah.
Vinny Two Tanks.
I saw that was in Indonesia.
Been on that island tour, what's it like? What would one expect?
Yeah, well, first off, you'll traverse the road that could never be built on the island of Saba.
You get to see the best airport in the world.
It's the shortest commercial runway in the world is on the island of Saba. So they'll take you up on a little land tour one afternoon during the cruise there, Chef. And you'll go there and maybe stop off at the Tipsy Goat Bar, have a cocktail at some point.
And the last rolling lady.
What's up that high, Jerry? What'd you say?
I said, tell Lisette hi. Huh?
Lisette is the bartender, yeah. Tipsy Goat. Yeah. Jerry knows them all, trust me. He's been kicked out of all the bars of Saba. But anywho, yeah, they got an interesting runway. And if you fly, it's much better to take the boat around the island, if you ask me, because it's the shortest runway, commercial runway in the world. And when they go off of the runway.
So you're not flying into that.
I'm not. Nope. But when they take off, literally,
a test before you fly into it.
Yeah, you got to have a special type of license to even be able to fly into the airport there in Saba. But when they take off, they go to the end of the runway And then, you know, fire up the engines, take off, and it literally drops. And then it,
so it's like an aircraft carrier.
Kind of, yeah, yeah.
Fly or sink.
Mm-hmm.
There are several planes that didn't fly.
Yeah, every once in a while, they lose them. Yep.
Yeah, they go off the cliff and, you know, whatever. But
they couldn't take a dive.
Yeah, they don't let, yeah, none of them are wrecks, I don't think, that you could dive.
It could have been win-win, yeah.
Yeah.
No, because if you were diving it and another plane came down and wrecked, it'd be a bad day.
That'd be a bad day. And it's mostly right there where the runway is. It's kind of parallel to the beach. So it's like if it doesn't make it, if it doesn't take off the rest of the way, it's going to land into like a side of the island kind of thing. But yeah, they figured it out. But it's not really, you know, a kind of flight I'd want to take. It's much better to take the Explorer Ventures boat. And like I said, do that afternoon tour. That's what makes that itinerary pretty unique for them, by the way.
But where do you? You got to fly into somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, it starts in that itinerary starts in St. Martin or St. Kitts and goes back and forth every other week.
They have normal runways.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's full jet service into both of those places. Yeah, so you don't have you don't have to do that. So it leaves St. Martin, for instance, 1 week, and then it'll cruise around the island of Saba for a few days, and then they'll go over to St. Kitts. Might hit Statia. I don't know if they got Statia as an island between.
St. Kitts is known as the island of kitties.
That is not factually accurate.
It's not?
But who's to say, right? I don't know. But you could always find out. But yeah, it's a great one. It's the original itinerary that launched Explorer Ventures Liveaboard years ago, like 40 years, I think it's been going now. And that was their first itinerary. So you got the Caribbean Explorer too. Yes, they know it well. It's a great itinerary. I've done it. I bet I've been on that boat and done that itinerary at least, I don't know, 5 to 10 times. And hung around the Island of Woman. I always do the tour. Even though I've done it many, many times, I would never not go on the island of Saba. It's just too beautiful and very, very nice. So Chef's up for a treat. And if you join him on the 22nd of August, right, Chef? That's when it is?
Yep.
So if you join him, you're going to get the added bonus of possibly him doing a little magic show.
I'm going to ask you to circle back on something that you just glossed over and did not explain at all.
Okay, what's that?
Why is it called the Island of Women? And how are the women on the island?
Well, back in the day, before they had docks and things, before they had the road that could never be built, there's literally a famous road that traverses up the island of Saba. And at the time, in the 50s or whenever this was, they said, engineering-wise, this could never be done. And this guy came to the island and goes, I could do it. And he did it. And he built this this road. But before that, they didn't have a way other than, taking donkeys all over the island or walking stuff up from the shift cliffs of Saba. It's a very dramatic. Huh?
What kind of cliffs?
The steep. Yeah. Those really, it just jettisons up out of the ocean. It's a very unique island in that sense. So there's not a place for them to, they didn't have docks and stuff back then. So they had a lot of women on board, but the guys would leave the island and sail to get, fish and food and stuff. And then they'd be out at sea for days and days, and the women would stay home and, raise kids and things like that and wait for the fishermen to come in. The good old days is what you would say probably at this point. I gave you I opened the door for you, CJ, and you didn't take
it. How dare you?
I know how you think, unfortunately.
You think you do.
Well, okay. So, but that's why it was known as the Island of Women. They would wait for the fishermen to come in. It was like literally the ratio was 9 women to every 1 man on the island of Saba.
Till they came home.
Well, not necessarily. It's a little different now, but that was the ratio. That was
okay. Well, thank you. Now we know.
Now you know the rest of the story.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.